Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
J.J. Meadow here at CSUN, and perhaps some of the most interesting interviews that we do are the ones that totally we just were not planning on doing at all. But we ran into Lucy Greco, who is just doing one of the coolest things I've heard of in a long time, involving taking pictures from the perspective of a guide dog. Why don't you tell us a little bit of what's going on here?
All right. Well, JJ, Yahoo has asked me to do this for them, so it's really a Yahoo project.
Okay.
The Yahoo accessibility team wants to work on disability awareness in general for developers at Yahoo and beyond. So what they have is they've got a camera built into an N95 cell phone.
Okay.
And that cell phone has got an application on it that every 30 seconds snaps a picture and immediately uploads that picture onto a Flickr stream. And it's a constant Flickr stream as long as the phone is moving, because it has a motion sensor in the phone.
Right.
It will keep snapping pictures. So we started today. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty right now, but we hope to have it solved shortly.
Okay.
Right now what's happening is as long as I keep moving, it goes, but if I stop moving, it won't wake back up again.
I see. So as long as you're walking around the room or around the Hyatt or whatever, it just keeps taking pictures and sending them up through the
through the
3G connection or whatever.
And they have a developer back in Santa Clara that if he sees some kind of information like a sign at a booth or a product name, he will go through and link it and tag it immediately. And we're also asking the audience who's watching the Flickr stream to tag pictures if they can as well. So if they see something that's really interesting or something they know about, we're asking them tag it and put the alt tag on the graphic for us so that blind audience can tell what's happening. And then the other part of the project is I go back to my room every night and blog about what's going on at the conference and talk about the cool things I saw and hopefully make reference to some of the things people saw on the Flickr stream.
Well, there you go. Well, hopefully you'll mention this.
Yeah, exactly.
You were interviewed by Blind Bargains. There you go. Do you work for Yahoo, or how are you approached by them?
Actually, I work for UC Berkeley. I run the assistive technology lab there.
Okay.
And my counterpart at our biggest competition, Stanford, recommended me when they asked him if he knew anybody who had a guide dog who was going to CSUN.
Okay.
So it was like, basically, when it comes to disability, nobody's in competition. We all
sure.
work together.
How long do you plan on doing this?
We're going to do it through the whole conference.
Okay.
So I'll send out my last, Flickr pictures on Saturday. They said I could keep the phone for a while, so I may do some on the campus as well at Berkeley. But the stream will be up permanently, and I'll probably keep up blogging because it turns out I'm enjoying it after all.
Absolutely. Why don't you give everybody the address or how they can find out more about this?
Sure. So the blog for the blind audience, because that's after all the most accessible part,
sure.
is Access Aces, accessaces.blogspot.com. And the Flickr stream is flickr.com/seeing, S-E-E-I-N-G, Y, as in, why are you seeing?
Well, this is very cool. I'm glad to run into you. Thank you so much for telling everybody about this.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.